Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Growing Up. My name is Daniel, and I'm your host for today. So, in today's episode, I will be speaking about feeling insignificant, feeling hated, and also just around the topics of like feeling like nothing is going on right in your life, nothing is going the way that you wanted, nothing going the way that you planned, like feeling all of those unpleasant emotions. I just want to say that, you know, if you need an urgent help, please call 000. But in the same time, I want to say first and foremost that you are loved, you are amazing, that you can do anything that you put your mind to, and you are enough just the way that you are. Let me just preface that before I start this episode. But I want it to be as raw and real as possible in this episode, because to be honest, in the past 2 months or so, a month or weeks, and even right now, I'm still going through it. You know, I've been feeling just insignificant, and I also feel like everyone hates me. And I feel really low in my self-esteem. And I will talk through all of these, like, experiences throughout this episode. But I just want to welcome you guys. If you are new to this podcast, please welcome, welcome, welcome. In this podcast, I'm just trying to go through my life experiences and trying to input self-compassion as much as possible in the things that I'm struggling with, because we're all human beings. And also, I just want to say that thank you so much if you've been listening from day one, you know, keeping in tune. And thank you so much for showing up today, because it's a lot. You know, the world can be tough, days can be rough, years can be rough, you know, your mind can be brutal to you. But I feel like sometimes, like, you know, by you even listening to this podcast, by you making small progress and small steps towards getting help, getting some love to yourself, and being a self-compassion and being having self-compassion towards yourself, I feel like that's a good first step into, like, investing yourself, you know, giving yourself that love and time that you deserve. But anyway, let's get started. So I want to start off by saying that, being honest with you guys, this past few months or so, I believe like 2 months or so, it's been very difficult for me. There are moments where I question a lot of my sanity. There are so many moments, days where I feel lost, where I feel confused, where I'm not even sure who I am, you know, where I feel so down with myself and everything like that. I guess like a lot of these moments in my life where I feel so much pain inside me, because I remember there are days where I feel like alone, you know, in my pain. I feel like everything is crumbling down. Everything is going south. Everything is going bitter. You know, I just feel like I wanted things to be the way that they were, where I feel good about myself, where I feel love, where I feel connected with myself and others, instead of feeling like shit, you know, feeling lost, having no purpose. You know, I just kind of feel hopeless at times. And sometimes, like, these past few months, I just haven't seen, like, lights at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes I haven't feel like, you know, there is the hope that I can have, you know. I know I made an episode about, like, having hope in the end of the tunnel. And, you know, on that episode, I stated that, you know, that if I have a bad day or a bad time, that I should listen to the episode. But, you know, sometimes when you are in a tough situations in life, you kind of starts to believe and starts to think that there is no hope and there is no point in living. And that's how I've been feeling for the past few months or so. I feel like things triggered me, and I just kind of feel I lost a sense of joy and happiness, and I lost a sense of who I am, you know, who I am as a person. There are a lot of setbacks that is going through my way. The reason I just want to say all of this is not to Debbie Downer, not to make you guys have a rough day or rough, you know, makes you having like a rough time, or makes you feel bad or something about me. But I just wanted to tell all of these experiences just because that it's real life, you know. part of growing up, I realized is to go through intense pain and intense suffering. You know, in a season of life, there is winter when you're, you know, the I guess I believe like there are seasons of life where you suffer so much that it like you feel so broken down, and I just don't want anyone to feel like they are alone when they feel when they are in stage of life where they feel like they're beaten up by life time and time again, and when they feel hopeless and feel no purpose of living, feel like the world is against them. That's how I've been feeling for the past 2 months, honestly. Like the world is against me, that I'm a bad person, and that, you know, everything is bad, like everything is going south. That's how I've been feeling for the past 2 months. And I used to want, and in terms of when I say like everyone hates me, it literally feels like, you know, everyone is having bad thoughts about me, everyone is treating me meanly, unkindly, with rude, everyone treats me with disrespect. And I felt powerless, because one thing is that I cannot change how other people behave towards me. So I felt a lot of these 2 months, I felt really powerless. And I feel like as if I don't matter. There are a lot of unpleasant moments. Obviously, as I said, there are moments where I feel like I'm stepped out of uncomfortable zones. But, you know, I think there is a difference that I realize is between you being uncomfortable and you being in pain. And for me, these past 2 months, is a lot of painful experiences, one after another. You know, a lot of painful emotions. But I will speak more about what caused this painful emotions, because I feel like there is a certain triggers to what why I feel this way, the way that I felt. But I will talk later on the next section of this episode. I think one of the reason as to why I feel so insignificant and hatred is because I don't think I'm good enough in terms of the way that I look. Earlier of this podcast, you know, I think it's like body image issues has been really a constant struggle with me for a long time now. It's been 2 years or so, 3 years. Earlier of the podcast, in my podcast era, I've made an episode of not liking the way that you look. I actually need to listen to that because I've given some helpful tips. But, you know, lately I forget a lot about that, and I actually associate your looks with your worth. And I feel very inferior with people who I consider as quote-unquote attractive, who the world consider as physically attractive, and I just kind of lost a sense of, you know, like, what does it mean to be, like, if I don't have these certain things and I cannot change most of the things, I cannot change certain things about my body, like, what is the purpose of living, you know? And I kind of feel, like, really insecure, you know, when I go outside, I kind of, like, you know, not smile. I feel like sometimes that people are judging the way that I look. I feel really shy when I'm speaking about other people, towards other people, because I don't want people to look at my face or my body per se. I just kind of criticize and judge my body every time and time again. And I kind of deny it sometimes, you know, because I certainly have this core belief where, you know, your looks are important and your looks are everything. And I kind of like get very depressed because of that. I felt really sad because I felt like the way that I look is just not good enough, and I just don't want to see myself. Every time I look in the mirror, I judge myself constantly, and I feel like it's all about looks. I feel like sometimes I project my ideas of my insecurities towards other people, believing that they're judging me based on the way that I look as well. And honestly, like, speaking about this, I will give you guys some tips on how to overcome it and how I overcame these struggles. Not overcame it, but like getting my foot in the right path, if that makes sense. Because I haven't overcame that, to be honest. It's a battle, it's a journey. I'm going to have this journey forever, this struggle of not liking the way that I look forever. But I feel like I'm making small progress into loving my body and loving the way that I am. But I guess, like, if you are having these experiences of body image, you know, I think it's okay. But also, like, know that you are not alone. like everyone of us are learning to learn how to love our body, learning to learn how to love ourselves as we are. You're not alone. I will give you guys some tips and websites to follow at the end of this episode regarding this. But I feel like as well that like don't blame yourself when you feel not good about your own skin. You have your you sometimes like I feel like what's wrong with me and everything like that, and sometimes like. Because I believe it's so true that, you know, I'm ugly and that I don't deserve love because I'm ugly and people are judging me. Because I believe that it's like a fact. Sometimes like it's hard for me to challenge the idea. But truly and honestly, I think like from now on, I want to say to myself that, you know, despite on how I feel about my look, I'm still worth to give worth of love and worth of respect, worth of kindness. You know, it's my choice at the end of the day whether I give myself love, but sometimes like I need to constantly remind myself that despite on how I feel about my look, I still deserve love and kindness from myself at least, you know, because I will speak later on about like how during these tough moments, you know, when I feel like insignificant and hated, I deprive myself of self-love and I always look for other people for approval. But yeah, I think it's just being insecure. I think it's just, you know, that negative self-talk of like, you know, you need to look a certain way, you're ugly and you don't deserve to be loved because you look this way, you look too feminine, your body is too big, like all of those thoughts, like judgmental thoughts about my body flares up during this past very difficult moments of my life where I felt insignificant and where I felt hated. Not only I hate other people on how people hate me, but I feel like I hate myself too because I set myself this high expectation on how I'm supposed to look, if that makes sense. And I realized that I deprived myself a lot on my love towards myself. And I will speak more about that later on. Topic, the next things that I feel like triggers my, you know, downward spirals and this when I feel like I hit rock bottom and just like feeling a lot of source of pain is basically wanting to be perfect in every aspect of my life. I feel like sometimes I can be a perfectionist. In a sense, like I just want everything to go right, to go well. I want everything, like I want to have a good relationship. I want to have a good money, good job and everything like that. And now everything has to be perfect. I feel like sometimes I overcompensate because I feel like in my head, I think like, oh, you know, I don't look good. So I need to be really successful. The fact of the matter is that's just not really reasonable because, you know, I feel like sometimes I overcompensate over quote unquote perceived flaws, if that makes sense. So these past 3 months, I feel like there is this strong desire for me to just be perfect, to feel happy all the time. And not to feel happy all the time, but just to feel like I am where I wanted to be. Like, you know, I feel like sometimes like because I wanted to be really successful, I have this high ambition to be successful. But in the same time, where I am now, I'm also hopeless because I don't see I can achieve that goals. There is this there is this battles within myself, whereas I feel like I want to be perfect all the time, but as we all know, that's not really achievable goal. And therefore, time and time again, day and day again, I feel like I'm just, you know, being pushed to the floor again and again. The thing is, throughout these tough times with my life, I wish it's, I wanted to close it. But, you know, I feel like there are some things that are really outside of my control. There are some things within my control. But I as well, like, you know, my needs to be perfect all the time is also coming from the need to control something. You know, I feel like, you know, I want to control the things that I can control, which is all right. But also in the same time, I want to control every area of my life and want it to be the way that I want it to be. And I think there is a moment during these tough times where I kind of like lost a sense of myself because I've been so very hard on myself on being the person who I wanted to be, that I forget what it means to be myself, or what it means to be human, or what it means to accept myself just the way that I am. A lot of it comes from, you know, my insecurity of my body, it's being heightened, and also a lot of it comes from just life challenges, because I feel like there are people who are mean towards me, and I kind of take that personally, and I kind of create this sense, idea, and imagination in my head, whereas I feel like when I'm perfect, then I will not, then everyone going to like me, or when I'm perfect, then I will be content and truly happy with my life. I have this idea in my head throughout this time, and to be honest, all the time, you know, since I was birth, I feel like, all throughout my life, because I feel like, I remember when I was younger, I wanted to be a robot, not to make many mistakes, and to feel alright, to feel constantly happy. But I feel like it gets a lot in the way of me wanting to be perfect. It gets a lot in the way of reaching, like, of being okay with where I am and who I am right now, you know, with whether if I don't have any friends, whether I have any friends, you know, whether I you know, a lot of the time I feel like I have this standard in my head of who I wanted to be. I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be happy all the time. I want to be outgoing. I wanted to be confident, extra confident all the time. I have this aspect of my life. I think I didn't realize that it's very damaging until recently when I talked to my counselor. But, you know, I realized that this idea of, like, having it all, if that makes sense, and this idea of just, like, thriving 24/7, it gets in the way of me accepting myself at the present moment. And it puts me, like, I feel like I'm whiplash myself time and time again every time. It feels like, you know, every criticism about my body, every criticism about who I am as a person, every criticism of my emotions, every criticism of how my success, you know, every criticism about my work, every criticism about my education, every criticism about my social life that I give to myself, you know, and other people gave it to me as well. Mind you, these 2 months, it's been a lot, not only from myself, the criticism that I give to myself, but also my brother, you know, he came back, you know, he started living back to my place with my parents, and that's like bringing a whole different changes. And I feel like, you know, my insecurity started to flare up because of that. And also I think as well that he sometimes, you know, when he doesn't feel good about himself, he criticized me a lot. So, and also my parents, you know, when I feel like alone, when I feel really sad, you know, I wanted to seek comfort in my parents, but they are not able to give me that. And so does my brother doesn't give me able to give me that. And therefore they keep criticizing me over the way that I behave and everything like that. So I, in general, like every criticism that I got from myself and from other, it feels like a whiplash time and time and time again. And it feels like someone is stabbing me. I feel so much pain. That pain is so enormous. So in that, you know, during these 2 months, I kind of feel like my expectation of perfection is just way heightened. I increase my expectation of myself to 100%. I used to compare myself on who I used to be, you know, what I used to accomplish, how I used to felt, how people used to treated me. I compare myself time and time again these past 2 months of that person. And I realized that's being really unhelpful, because, you know, the person right now sitting in front of me at the moment is suffering, if that makes sense. And constantly during these 2 months of pain and suffering, of feeling hated, feeling significant, not only I received criticism from others, but I started to criticize myself way, way, way more than I used to be, and also way more than what other people criticize me. But it's so, really, it's just been really out-of-body experience for me these past 2 months, because, you know, my needs to be too perfect, as I said, is heightened, and my insecurity about my body is heightened. But I will speak more about, like, what other factors contributing to my downward spiral later on. So let's get to that section. Another thing I feel like that helps, that just makes me feel really bad these past 2 months, is that work and life balance. I feel like, you know, I at work as well, I feel really upset because I just don't kind of sometimes like, because sometimes I feel like I'm overworking myself and I'm really tired. And therefore, I don't have any time to spend with myself, spend time to reflect back. I feel like in my life at the moment, especially my brother's coming in to live with me, he's not toxic, but I will say that for me at the moment, he's creating a lot of noise in my life. And at the moment in life where I feel like in my personal life, in my home life, there's so much noise around me. I feel like work sometimes is being impacted because when I work like 5 days a week and also have uni, you know, there's like the noise are so overwhelming that I just feel like a tsunami taken over me, if that makes sense. So because like, you know, I guess like one of the factors why I feel so in the dumb at the moment is because my brother started to move into my house, so it's a lot of changes. And with him coming in here, living with me 24/7, it creates a new different environment for me. And as I said, it creates a lot of noises for me. So, and also I realized as well, you know, with me previously working 5 days a week and having full-time uni, that's just not very sustainable for me. And I kind of like feel like I neglected my body and I neglected my mental health. And therefore, I just don't have the time to even like I sometimes neglected my sleep. I realize as well. So, you know, I guess like I don't blame myself because I remember the first month because I just started my new job right now. And as well, you know, I cannot just take a leave, you know, are being unavailable for 1 month because of my clinical placement. So I have to, you know, keep on going with that. So I give myself a lot of credit for that. But even right now, I realize as well, like with a lot of my personal pain, I feel like sometimes work can be very unbearable. And, you know, sometimes I guess I realize as well that it's important for me to give myself a lot of compassion because, you know, sometimes like there are moments where I feel like I don't have any control. Like I don't have any control over my brother coming into my house because, you know, I'm still living with my parents. Although I help my parents to pay the rent. But in the same time, I feel like right now, being a second year nursing student, it's not the right time for me to move out just because there are a lot of because I just don't find that real helpful for me because I feel like it's going to send me more into a disadvantage, you know. But as I said, like, I guess I forget to be compassionate for myself because I always compare myself who I used to be. So, but I don't take into consideration of my life circumstances at the moment of how I need to work a lot of hours. And also, not I need, but I, like, my shifts are working a lot of hours. And also how I have my brother who gives me some difficult times at the moment. I don't consider that at the, I guess when I'm like feeling down and feeling hatred, I just kind of, as I said in the previous one, is that I heighten my expectation and I push myself harder and harder into meeting my expectation and to feel all right. And I guess in that, like when I'm like, I guess when I'm just like, like always like in either working and with problems with my family, it kind of I lost a lot of sense of myself, you know. I lost of who I am. I'm not being really kind to myself out of fear because I fear that being kind to myself doesn't help me a lot. I just focus on solution and also I don't give myself that time and space to be vulnerable because sometimes I feel like when I feel really sad, when I feel really depressed, all I wanted is someone to reach out their hand, give me their hands and pull me out of this dump, pull me out of this misery, pull me out of this painful situations. You know, I always look for that experiences. And I guess like in terms of work and life and uni, it all impacted like these painful experiences all intertwined with each other and giving this such a painful experiences and painful emotions. Even speaking right now about it just makes me really sad, you know, really sad because, you know, no, it's just that I don't know, it just makes me really sad, just because, like, there are situations where it kind of, it felt like traumatic in a certain way when people hurt you, or people bully you, or when your insecurities kind of, like, engulf you, kind of feel traumatic in a certain way. Like, even speaking about it, like, speaking about these experiences of these past 2 months, like, brings me a lot of traumatic experiences and traumatic images, and just makes me feel really sad, makes me feel upset, makes me feel kind of like, these past 2 months, I lost a sense of humanity for myself. I lost a sense of, you know, good humanity. You know, I don't believe, like, people are good. I lost sense of purpose, and I lost that. It just, like, just someone just took it out of me and grabbed it away. I was so hurt, I guess, these past 2 months, and I kind of, like, instead of starting to heal myself, I just give myself more hard times, you know. Anyway, another thing that makes me feel more isolated and more insignificant, and I felt more insignificant and felt hated and more upset and more just depressed, it's just the feeling loneliness, you know. I feel lonely during these 2 months more than ever, because not only that I don't have any friends, but also I lost the important relationship that I have is with myself, you know. And I guess, like, because I deprive a lot of myself of self-love, because I'm not perfect and because I'm not where I wanted to be, I kind of feel alone, because I lost myself. I lost of what it means to be Daniel, of who Daniel is, you know. I lost that. I lost who I am, therefore I feel really lonely. I believe, like, feeling lonely is not because you don't have anyone to talk to, that can be it, but also it's the most important thing is that because you lost your grip on who you are. And I guess there is this difference of, like, losing grip for who you are. Like, you know, you lost yourself, but it's all right because you can create yourself. But when you lost love for yourself, you know, and that's what I mean. I mean, like, because I deprived myself of self-love because I'm not who I wanted to be, or because I'm not, quote-unquote, what society expectation of me, or the beauty standards for society, or, you know, the ideal standard, like, the success standard for society, because I don't meet the societal expectations or my own expectation, my own internal pressure. I don't give myself that self-love. I don't feel like I deserve that self-love. So because I deprive myself of self-love, that's when I feel lonely. That's when I feel like I lost a lot of... I feel lonely. I feel like I needed people in my life to fill that void, to feel, you know, to fill that hole of loneliness, to fill that hole of just that... I don't know how to describe the feeling, but I feel like there is, like, a big black hole inside of me all the time, 24/7. And I lost myself. I don't even know what it means to be human in this past 2 months, because the pain and suffering are just so much. And I lost what it means to be self-compassionate, honestly. I lost what it means to be self-compassionate. You know, that's why I said, like, on each of my episodes, I try to say, like, being self-compassionate, it's not really a linear road, if that makes sense. There are moments where I feel like there are, just because I'm so much things going on in my life, that I feel I forget to give myself some love and some compassion. And, you know, I think that's a reality. Like, life is not always where you want it to be, or life is not always good at the end of the day. And most time when life is so bad, you kind of lost self-compassion, you know, you lost that need, that, you know, you kind of, like, lost. I think, like, I realized when you feel like when lives are treating you unfairly, for me, what I did was that I dropped my self-compassion and I tried to reach out for other people, asking for other people and looking for other people to take me out of that mud. But, you know, more than ever, I realized from these experiences, I realized that the only person that can save me from this suffering is me. The only person that can pull me out is me, you know. And therefore, I need to give myself credit for taking myself out of these experiences. And I need to give myself some love and some compassion during these tough experiences. Because the only person that will ever really, like, really helps you and lifts you up when you are in the darkest moment in your life is yourself. And the thing about feeling lonely is that because when you feel lonely, it's like you lose your relationship with yourself. And that's it. That's on period. It's not when you... Because last time when I feel comfortable in my own skin, and even I don't have any friend, I still feel good in myself. I don't feel lonely. But when you lose your love towards yourself, that's when you feel the loneliest. And our brain sometimes tricks us to like getting more friends. But yeah, but that's not really true, because we can have a lot of friends, but we still feel lonely deep down. I wanted to elaborate on like seeking love and approval from others. These past 2 months, I've been really looking for others to validate me, to give me what I feel, what I want to hear, and to love me for who I am. Honestly. But unfortunately, I didn't get that. I didn't get the love and the approval that I need from others. I didn't get the sympathy, the empathy, the compassion that I want from others, that I wish others can give me, for various reasons. And I kind of like, I care what other people think a lot. Not because I care, but also because I feel like I wanted them to help me. I want them to be the savior, grace. You know, I want them to be the hero and pull me out of my misery. That's how I feel. Like, you know, I seek a lot of love and approval from other people. You know, and I kind of put them in a pedestal because I realized that, because sometimes I believe in within myself that I cannot save myself. So therefore, only others can save me. But let me tell you, that's the furthest from the truth. I feel like this past 2 months has taught me that is that like no one can save you but yourself. You know, these past 2 months, it's awful. But, you know, looking for other approval and love from others just like make it more worse. It's just disappointment after disappointment, because the other people not giving me the love and the support that I needed. You know, it doesn't mean that I cannot contact his helpline. Of course, I contact his helpline, you know, for that. But I also, like, it needs to be a lot from you wanting to love yourself and wanting to change. But also, I realized, like, because I, you know, and it's a lot of pain and things, you know, I just forget to realize that, you know, my innate worth and my innate self-respect. And also, I just kind of, like, how can I put this? I just kind of like getting a lot in trouble just because, you know, when people don't give me that love and respect that I needed, I get really angry with them. I get reactive with them. I get really upset and I put them as a villain because I didn't get the love and support that I needed, or that I desire. So yeah, that's why I think that's where the feelings of being like everyone hates me come from, just because like people don't give me that love and support that I needed. You know, I think it's so hard 100% because, you know, we all want to be loved. We all want to feel supported. And that's how I felt. And you have the right to feel that, you know, to have that desire. But, you know, when you don't get that, that's when you need to realize that you either can give yourself that love, as I said, that's why self-love, self-compassion is very important, or you can either, you know, or you can deprive yourself from love and kind of villainize others. The thing is, people can read our mind, and also people are in the center of their universe 100%. So, you know, if you feel like really sad and in pain, yes, we can reach out to others. We can tell them how we really feel. But also, in the same time, like when we don't get that response 21st every time, you know, I think I realized as well, which I will talk more about the tips and the tip stuff on like reaching out. Like reaching out is very important. Sharing your stories and writing on your journal or calling counselor is really important, 100%. But, you know, people are not perfect. 100 people, that's just a reality. Like, we are all imperfect. And what it means is that when we tell people's story, there are moments where they respond in a way that we find unhelpful, or they respond in a way that hurt us even more. So, you know, on those moments when we are so vulnerable with people and they hurt us, that's when kind of you, that's when like you come in part to nurture your inner child and nurture yourself, to give to yourself that love. You know, that's the moment where you give to yourself that self-love. You know, you say to yourself like, hey, listen, don't worry about what this person say. They don't understand you and they don't get you, but it doesn't mean that you don't deserve love. You know, if everyone in the world doesn't love you, you still can feel love, because the love that you give to yourself and the love that God gives you, it's just really a lot, just enough. It's enough, you know. You don't need love and approval from other people. It's just not a need. It's a want. And you can give that yourself that love first and foremost, you know, 100%. That's what I believe, you know. I realize it's like, it's, you know, seeking always, you know, always looking for other people to save you. It's like very draining and empty, because no one can understand you like you do. No one can understand your struggle like you do. And it's not going to take you anywhere. And even if people give you the thing that you want, they're not going to give you the thing that you want every time, you know, 24/7, every time you need them. We are all imperfect. And sometimes I think what I realized is that you yourself are more capable of giving yourself that love and support than the other people. Other people are just really incapable of giving you love and support, just because most of the times, not all, but most of the time, they do not know you that the way that you know you. You know, they do not know you on, you know how you, what brings you a lot of help. You know how you want to be treated in that situation. They do not know that. They are so indifferent with you that they can't even give the same help that you can give yourself. You know, they can't even give the 25%. They can only help you that 10%. You know, you can help yourself 100% because you know your situation. You know how you feel. You know what your thoughts are. You know what your insecurities are and everything. Everything like that, you know, and you can give that love and support from yourself. I realized, you know, in these tough moments of my life where I feel really in the down low and just feel very empty, I realized that that's the moment where I really need, I seek a lot of love and approval from others. But also, that's the moment where I realized that the only love and approval that is the greatest love of all, the greatest love of all is the love that you give to yourself. Blank, point blank, period, full stop. And that's just the most important lesson that I learned. Finally, after this long episode of being real with you guys, I wanted to give you guys some tips, self-compassion tips, to help you go through these tough times that I find really helpful. First of all, is to allow yourself imperfection. You know, when you make mistakes, when you feel you don't perform as well you wanted, and you don't feel like you connect with other people the way that you wanted, when you don't feel, you know, when you feel like you are feeling short, falling short of your expectations, remember, we are all allowed to make mistakes, and we are all allowed to be human. What humans is, inevitably, we are all imperfect, and that's just full stop, period. You know, and we all have to learn to be kind to ourselves, you know, and allow ourselves to be imperfect. There is this healing power when we allow ourselves just to be who we are, to be 100% we to ourselves, and to acknowledge our hurt, and to allow ourselves to make mistakes, and to allow ourselves to not feel like our best. You know, some days we feel good, some days we don't. Don't criticize ourselves because of that. You know, it's life. The more that you criticize ourselves, the more that you will feel pain. But I learned as well that who you were to be, don't criticize yourself because you don't think that you're performing at your best. Let that go, because there's so many circumstances that factors into that. You know, there's so many circumstances that factors into you not feeling the best that you can. There are moments, there are days where I feel like I don't do my self-compassionate journal, or I don't do self-compassionate practice, and I've been feeling very hard on myself, and I was like, you know, you need to do this, you need to feel happy. Cross that out. You don't need to do anything. You need to give yourself some love. You know, when you feel so sad, when you feel down in the dump, your first instinct is to jab yourself and push yourself. But that's not helpful. What's helpful is to surround yourself with love. Do the things that you enjoy. Give yourself that love. And I hope in this episode I can exudes a lot of self-love energy into you guys through these microphones. Second of all, with that regarding the body image stuff, I find this article really helpful. So if you just click Kids Helpline Developing a Body Image, sorry, Developing a Positive Body Image on Google, and you can look at the Kids Helpline website, Developing a Positive Body Image, and you click on that, and they will tell you, they give you some advice on how to do it, what it means to have a positive body image. They give you some people who are suffering with it, and they give you some advice on the videos on it, like we've partnered with Project Kith. You know, since discovering that, I believe that God gives me that gift. And since that, I just kind of like, it heals that part of me slowly but slowly and changes the way that I think about myself. Another tips that I will tell you guys is that, you know, when you feel down, when you don't practice self-compassion, don't blame yourself. There are so many factors that contributes that you don't even know about that leads to you to feel the way that you feel. I feel like by not blaming yourself, you give yourself this unconditional positive regard. Basically, unconditional positive regard actually means just like, you know, you do certain things because you things happen to you or for you. You know, that's why you do certain things. And you need to forgive yourself when you are not beating your expectations, when you're not practicing self-compassion. Let it go. Forgive yourself. And then start to be self-love and self-compassionate again the next day. You know, if today is not going the way that you plan, if today you're not having a good day, if today you kind of feel like you're not being your best self, that's all right. We all have days when we don't feel like our best self, and that's all right. You know, that's 100% okay. Another things that I want our advice is that not to give up. You know, it's easier said than done, because you know, I made that podcast, it's like there's light at the end of the tunnel, but when you are in that deep stuck of pain, you kind of started to believe like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and you just want to give up. But let me tell you, you know, from the deep down of my heart, from the bottom of my soul, from my soul to your soul, my listener, my lovely listener, that not to give up, this too shall pass, you know. Just as you experience good time in your life, you are bound to experience bad time in your life. And, you know, things will pass, you know, that's like important lesson. Like things shall pass through. Give yourself some break. Heal yourself. Heal your inner wound. Be nice to your inner child. Give the love. You know, sometimes when you don't feel like when you feel like you are unlovable, when you feel like you're being hated, remember that's not true. And just remember, you don't need other people to show you you don't need other people to give you permission to love yourself. You can give yourself a lot of that love as much as you can, and start to heal yourself. Don't wait until people to be nice to you to heal yourself, but you heal yourself, my beautiful listeners. Also, another thing is that during my tough times, I realized my pain. I actually, one of the things that is helpful in processing my pain is that seeing it as a being grateful for it, because, you know, having this growth mindset, realizing the pain, the stuff that I've been going through, that I've been like, the shitty stuff that I've been experiencing, it only makes me stronger and makes me closer to my true self. All of these negative experiences, it makes me feel more empathetic towards others and more empathetic towards myself. And also it makes me realize that, hey, you know, I can the next time when I feel this shitty, I can overcome it, obviously, and I can, you know, I survive through this. I'm strong enough, and this doesn't kill me. You know, at the time, you know, you might think like, oh, this experience is too much. It's all right. You know, you can call Kids Helpline, you can ask for support, 100% you can do all of that. But realize that, you know, just stay through it and be a fighter, and then you realize when the war ends, you kind of think to yourself, hey, if I can overcome this, I can overcome anything that's going to be. Because you, trust me, like, remember, like, if you look back in your past and remember the tough situations that you overcame, you know, you overcame that tough situation. You've done it before and you will do it now again, if that makes sense. So I kind of see it as a grateful experience, because it kind of teach you, like, you know, you can survive and you can fight and you are strong. You kind of like that in like praying on my mind that you are strong enough to stand on your own two feet and fight this battle, fight this like depression, anxiety, this negative mood, everything, like this dark turbulence in your life, like dark weather in your life. You can fight it, you know, you can face it straight on and just say that I am strong enough and I'm a warrior and I can survive through this. And I've survived things like this in the past and I will survive this thing again in the present moment. Also, another tips that I find helpful is to share your pain and suffering with others. People are going through the same things as you do, especially when you're in 20-something. You know, there are a lot of songs describing that moment, the experiences. People are not having the same experiences as you do, to be honest, but there is that underlying shared human experience. You know, our stories might look different, but there is that same feeling and emotions that we all have in our story. So just share it with other people you feel comfortable. Remember, like, a problem share is problem half, and you can talk to Kids Helpline if you don't have anyone that you find comfortable to share it with. You can call Kids Helpline. Kids Helpline, which is a if you're like within the age of 18, sorry, if you're the age of like 10 to 25, you can call Kids Helpline, or if you're older or something like that. But remember to seek help. And also, go to a psychologist, counselor, your GP. There are a lot of factors, you know. My experiences might not be the same. You know, you can feel depressed because you're biologically depressed or something like that. Or it's a post-traumatic stress disorder or anything like that. Any experiences like that, please share it with other people. Take care of your mental health. And also, know that you are not alone. Like, sometimes when you feel like the toughest time, you feel like it's you against the world, you feel alone automatically. And that's how I felt. I felt so alone because I felt like me against the world. But, you know that you are not alone. And the thing is that, like, when I have this mindset of being against the world, I think it's like I also didn't give myself that love. I deprive myself of that love. So it's not even me against the world. It's like me against me and me against the world, you know. So, you know, when you have that mindset of me against the world, look back and think to yourself, like, do you think you have given the love that you desire, that you crave? You know, have you given yourself some love lately? Yourself love lately, you know? And then you realize, which I realized now making this episode, is that I realized that when I didn't give myself some love, the me against the world just, like, multiplied to 100%. That's how I felt, multiplied 100%. So right now I realized that whatever happens, whatever my circumstances are, the thing that I can control is that how I treat myself, and I will treat myself with kindness and respect. And I think, like, treating yourself with kindness and respect with love comes across a different way. You can, like, start to become more disciplined with yourself. Do the things that you enjoy doing. That's number one. Being self-compassionate. Keep a journal. Keep a gratitude journal. Keep a self-compassion journal. That's number two. You can eat healthy food. Get more sleep. You can exercise more. That's number three. You can talk to counselor. Talk therapy. Talk to psychologist. Get medication. Drink your medication for your mental health. That's number four. There are so many ways on how you can give yourself some respect and kindness. You can talk, you know, you can go to church, or you can connect with a social group, social gathering. That's number five. You can cut down toxic relationship. That's number six. And list goes on and on. And we all have different way of what it means to respect and love ourselves. You can also, like, another way that you can show yourself love and self-respect is, like, you can be, like, lay your inner child out, you know. That's number seven. There are so many ways to do that. End this episode by saying that you are loved. Thank you so much for listening. God loves you, and God accepts you for who you are. Even if you don't believe in God, I truly believe that God loves me and God accepts me for who I am. And please accept and love yourself for who you are. These two shall pass. I know what you're going through, and I know the suffering that you're going through, but please stand up for yourself, take care of your needs, love yourself, and, you know, you cannot love other people without loving yourself first. And also, don't expect love from other people if you don't give yourself that love, because the only person that can love you truly and the only person that loves that matter is God and yourself. So thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in another episode. Please be kind to yourself, stay strong, and I'll see you guys next time with a brand new episode. Hope you guys have a nice rest of your day. I know this episode has been a lot and has been speaking about tough topics, but please take care of yourself, do things that you love, surround yourself with people who are makes you feel good, and do some self-care activities and have fun. Watch comedic movies, you know, watch comedy movie or watch any Netflix. You can lay down and have a Netflix episode or drink hot chocolate, anything that makes you feel love. Anyway, bye.